Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I'm here with Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting, for our Something to Talk About episode. And we are going to talk about a number of things. It's front and center today is a presidential transition inside of government. And we're going to talk a little bit about how leaders can and should support employees in a polarizing political climate. It was an article published in Chief Publication earlier this year. And well, we're going to jump right in. Samara, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm feeling great. First and foremost, what were the key themes you felt that this article?
So I find it fascinating, actually, and awesome that this article was actually put out last August. So before the election even took place, politics has always notoriously been polarizing, and I'm sure it will continue to be so. So I just love the take on it that, all right, regardless of who wins, who won, like you said, now that we're post-election, here we are. Here's the new president. Now we have a transition. And this article really just struck me because it's not about politics. You can really adapt this to any polarizing issue and is much more just how to listen, how to create the spaces that we need to and that we should at work, knowing that people are our most important asset when it comes to work.
I love that from a human perspective, right? How we think about it. And I think what I'm going to say is to compliment your statement. I read the article and came away with the words polarizing and political and climate. I mean, you could argue there's always that people have opinions and they should. Yes,
right?
100%
That's
agree.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
And interesting.
And as a company, yes, you're probably watching the news, who's going to take over. But budgets have been set for 2 years, and the business of government needs its continued support from industry. And that's, to me, a theme of we have to still move forward. How do you focus that on your employees?
That's a great question. I am hoping that it's something that they understand, because at all times, that's the culture that we're trying to instill, right? That we're all trying to move forward together. And at OnPoint, we stress safe environments. We have meetings where we have safe spaces, and that we announce that at the beginning that, hey, just a reminder that this is meant to be a safe space. So elections or not, I'm with you that we move on, right? We live in an amazing country that in 4 years from now, we'll be voting again. But how this article really spoke to me was exactly what you're saying, Pete, is helping to move a culture into the thought of just helping your people, right? My number one priority is to make sure that I've got the right people on the right team moving forward. And what that means is that, yes, they're able to do their jobs and work towards the betterment that we're all trying to work towards and agree and support the mission and mission of government and everything. But it's also part of that is making sure that our employees feel heard, that they feel safe, that they can have good conversations. And what I thought was interesting with this article is some of the suggestions that they give. One of them, creating a brave space. That's something that was new to me. This concept of creating a brave space with having the same respect and judgment-free zone and no attacks on each other, but being brave enough to speak your opinions, I thought was really a cool concept. And then the other thing that I loved, which we should be doing anyway, is building in 5-minute check-ins. And that was by far my favorite suggestion on here, because it is so darn simple to just ask somebody, hey, how are you doing today? How are you feeling today? And then the article even said, if they give a thumbs up, a thumbs down emoji. And in my mind, I was like, you know what? That is enough. That is enough. If somebody gives a thumbs down emoji, you know, change your tone, maybe be a little bit softer, maybe think how whatever is going to be said that day or asked that day, how it's going to be perceived.
What I'm hearing you say, it's coming always back to culture, right? Moving the needle, motivating employees, which you do phenomenally. I mean, I feel that. I know that. I've talked with some of your employees. And I loved your right people, right team, focusing on mission of government, agreeing to disagree, having a brave space. By the way, I love that you and I always talk about being brave and bold sometimes, even with federal employees. Like, ask them sometimes, because if this isn't the best day to have that meeting, then I'll come back. So great tip on the pre-check-in, not just with your staff, but with anybody that you're going to be meeting with. Listen, I'm going to part with, and if you have something, you can cut me off, but I loved your focus on creating a culture of inclusivity, respect, and open communication. You do it every day of the week, twice on Sunday at On Point. I know that, and that's something that I know is important to you. So any parting shot?
I appreciate the compliment, and I'm thrilled that it's noticed, because it is something that we work darn hard at doing.
Well, you do it, and you can maybe write a tip book on that, or how to do it. Looking forward to our next chat, and thanks again for just being who you are as a president, but as a person. Thanks, Samara.
Thanks, Pete.